One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Pursuit of Purpose.
Hallelujah. We began discussing yesterday night the pursuit of purpose. Once you have your statement of purpose, and you know there's clarity in your purpose, the next thing is to be in pursuit of your purpose. There are too many people who are waiting somewhere in their comfort, expecting things to happen. And the only things that happen are crisis and bears. Problems come to them. Their bears mount up. And they can't effect any change. You see, let me tell you something. The Bible says in all labor there's profit. In other words, you have the advantage if you will work. If you will do something that changes another man's life and do it consistently, everything about you will be taken care of. It is God's principle. There's a law at work in nature that pays you back for what you put in. Even when you render service at no charge, irrespective of what that service is. At the beginning, it may not be smooth. At the beginning, it may be rough and tough. But sooner or later, it will pay back. It's a law at work in nature. You can never be cheated. But a lot of people don't understand this. And so they tire of putting in effort to help somebody else. They tire of helping other people stand up. And they say, well, I've done this for this person. I've done that for the other, help the other person. I've done so much for many people and nobody remembers me. No, just keep doing it and keep doing it better than you used to. Soon enough, it will pay off. It will pay up. I'm telling you, you will not lose. It will pay off. You will not lose. Just a matter of time. You cannot cheat the giver. It's a law. And so soul winning is hard work. Soul winning is something that we've got to do. We've got to reach out to somebody else who needs Christ and make Christ available to them. See, Christ is in me now. Christ is at home in my heart now. Christ is at home in my house. He lives in my house. He lives in me now. He set up his headquarters in my life, in my heart. Where I go, Christ goes. But the sinner can never see Christ until I go to him. The unconverted will never find Christ until I go to him. I must have that understanding. I must have that mentality. I shouldn't think some other Christians doing it. Because there are people that he is called to reach out to. He's got his own world. I got my own world. We all have our own world. You have your world. I told you last night, your world is your sphere of contact. Those that are in contact with you are the ones that God holds you responsible, ultimately responsible for. He will not hold me responsible for those that are in your world. He holds you responsible that for those that live around you, that work with you and around you, that are in contact with you in business. He holds you responsible for them. You are the one that has Christ. You are the one that can make Christ available, irrespective of your problem. You see, those who look at the sun do not see the shadows. If you set your gaze on Christ, you won't have to think about the problems that distract you. They will not be there. Hallelujah. That's why we say that soul winning is God's number one job. It's the most important thing in the earth. After you have become a Christian, you are set on a mission. Everyone becomes a missionary to his own world. You're a missionary to your world. You're God sent to your world. I may have been sent to bring the message to you, but I am not sent to take it to your world. You see that? You've got to take it to your world. Who are those who know you? You must be in contact with somebody somewhere. You must be in contact with some people, even if you've never spoken to them. Hey, don't you see them? Don't you hear from them? Could you be so blind to their need? I remember when I went for street evangelism, those years, house to house, I went from house to house, knocking on doors. Sometimes some people were rough. You know, they opened the door and like, yes, what do you want? Because they knew I was a stranger. They didn't know me before, so, yes. I said, I want to share something with you. I want to talk to you about Jesus. Some of them say, oh, yo, come on. I want to discuss with those people. Come. Some of them said, well, I don't have time, and shut the door. And I waited. Are you still there? And sometimes they came out and sat down. Some of them said, no time. And I went to the next house. Sometimes I met people outside and came to them, greeted them, and told them I wanted to share some good news with them. Anyway, sit down. I went out to meet a lot of people who were working. You know, these builders and men who were working on construction sites and so on the break time. I came to them, sat down with them, preached the gospel to them. I went from house to house. I took streets. I went from house to house to preach. See, a lot of people don't understand that. There's something about passion for Christ and for his saving message. That's why I'm still doing this. Are you listening? That's why I'm still doing this. Because you see, as I preached from street to street, it was not enough. I used to wonder, when will I ever finish this? I got some of my friends to help me. And we'll divide ourselves into groups. Sometimes we went in twos or in threes and then went preaching the gospel from house to house. And after that, we went to hospitals to preach. The toughest was when I went to psychiatric hospitals. It was terrible. I thought that as soon as I just came, the demons would just cry like, oh, and I was just like, get out of them. And just start preaching to them. No, it was tough. It wasn't that way. It wasn't all of them that had demonic problems. Some of them had been on drugs. Some even pretended until their minds, they lost their minds. All kinds of things. You know. But you see, it showed me where the needs of people were. It showed me where the needs of people were. I went from school to school, including children's school, preached to them about Jesus Christ. What I'm saying to you is this. You can't, it's labor. You've got to do something. You can't just be there. You see? You can't just say, well, I've called some people and they didn't come. No. You've got to go out where the sinners are. Sinners generally don't come to church. Some may come to church, but generally the majority of those we need to reach don't come to church. And the only person that can go to them is the one who is born again, who has seen the light. He's the one that must go to them. You know, we are in a terrible situation today where many Christians think that the preaching of the gospel is left to the minister, the preacher on television. No, but they're wrong. Soul winning is for the everyday Christian. Soul winning is not what we do on television, even though that's wonderful. Soul winning is not what we do on satellite, even though that's wonderful. Soul winning is seeing someone else and bringing Christ to that person and letting Christ stand up in you and look through you and feel through you and talk through you. Papers don't love. Screens don't love. The man sharing the gospel with the sinners on television cannot love them where they are in their problems. They need someone that they can touch, someone that they can see. You can have any image on television, but they want an everyday Christ, and that everyday Christ is you. And that's something you've got to know. Something you've got to know. Are you still there? Yeah. So that's what soul winning is all about. It's something that we strategically plan as individuals or as groups. And it is a divine responsibility. It's not something that it's not something we shirk and expect somebody else to do.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.